The right to vote was designed for the people of America to be a part of the political system with one caveat. You need to be an American citizen to vote. That small and annoying detail for some hasn't prevented election officials in places like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and unfortunately elsewhere to not only allow non-citizens to register to vote, but actually allow them to vote. In some cases, my next guest is with us to reveal how rampant this practice is and what needs to be done to bring an end to it. He is the Research and Communications Director with the Public Interest Legal Foundation, Logan Churchwell. Thanks for being here today, Logan.
Thanks for the invite.
Publicinterestlegal.org is where you know more about this. Well, up until the work that your group has done, probably something that a lot of people would have rather had kept secret. And looking at, we'll get to New Jersey in a minute, but it seems like, if I'm correct, Logan, seems like Virginia is the hotbed for a lot of this activity. Is that correct?
Virginia and Pennsylvania even more so right now. There are different circumstances, but Public Interest Legal has been looking up and down the eastern seaboard and moving to different points west. And everywhere we go, we keep seeing this non-citizens are turning up in the voter registration system. And so much of the time, they're actually not even trying to get there. And what we've learned is that it's not bad political operatives, and it's not people that wake up one day and say, you know what, I want to commit non-citizen voter fraud. It's immigrants, people here legally, doing the right thing, getting the paperwork that they need, just wanting to become American citizens. And their only crime is they're going and getting a driver's license. And whenever they go get that driver's license, which is their right, they're offered voter registration in that process. And many times, these immigrants who are only in the country for a few months at that point are offered registration in a language they don't understand. So they may be filling out forms to get a license, then the forms are printed in Korean. But the voter registration offer is given to them in English. And they end up finding out that they became registered to vote illegally. And whenever they try to become an American citizen, on their application, it then becomes discovered that they voted or they registered to vote in the very least illegally, and that application to become an American citizen becomes a deportation order in way too many cases.
I was going to say this is endangering their status through really ignorance of the system. If you're an American, you go to Paris, for example, everything is in French, you're given a document of something you want, a second document there. You figure, well, it's a document, I'll fill it out, hand it in, and before you know it, well, unwillingly, you've committed a crime.
Right, and here's the really tragic piece. Whenever these folks are shown this document, remember, you put yourself in their shoes for a minute. You're in this country very recently. Maybe you have a language barrier issue, but you know, you're trying to play within the rules. And here's a government employee saying, hey, would you like to register to vote? And you're not thinking, is this a trick question? Is there a wrong answer? You're thinking, this is an agent of the state offering me yet another form. I guess I can fill it out if I want to. And there's these questions about eligibility. Well, I guess the government who's offering me this will figure out if I'm eligible or not. They wouldn't have offered to me in the first place if I wasn't. And then that voter registration card comes in the mail. And then those offers to vote by mail come in. People knock on your door and say, vote for this candidate or that candidate. And they think, well, I guess I was eligible, so I'm going to go vote now. So you have cases where people honestly thought they were eligible to vote because the system put them there in the first place. And yet again, they get deported for that. So we have a problem where this is hurting immigrants just as much as it hurts U.S. citizens, as their voting rights are being canceled out one person at a time when an illegal ballot is cast. So everyone is getting hurt by this. But the reality is it's also a very fixable issue if we can get enough people talking about it.
Yeah, because unfortunately, as far as I can see, the easiest way this has been fixed so far is the illegal citizens have been saying, hey, I'm not supposed to have this.
Right. The only way, well, I should, about 70% of the time is a fair estimate. About 70% of the time, the only way we know about a non-citizen being registered to vote illegally and voting illegally is when the perpetrator raises their hand and say, a mistake happened. I did something I wasn't supposed to, et cetera, et cetera. Otherwise, we have no idea that this is occurring. And the reason for that is whenever you register to vote and you check a box on an application saying, I'm a U.S. citizen, I'm eligible to vote, you're believed. The government that is in receipt of that application is under no responsibility to check and see if you're telling the truth or if a mistake is being made right there. There is no verification of eligibility.
Or if you
everything
look,
works on the honor system.
Or if you look down in Virginia, where Governor Terry McAuliffe, time after time after time, has vetoed legislation that would have mandated such precautions.
Absolutely. So you have this terrible dynamic where we are waiting on people to admit to deportable offenses to clean up the voter roll, while at the same time you have governors, like we've seen recently in Virginia, push back at the idea that we need to be taking better care of our voter rolls, because when we do that, we take care of the people that it serves as well. But no, we can't think about that, because that's voter suppression, that's racism, that's pick a name and throw it at it. But the reality is, the very people that Terry McAuliffe says he's speaking up for and trying to defend, he's actually signing their deportation orders effectively, because he's not taking these reforms into place. He was not, and we don't see a lot of movement with his successor either. But the way we fix this, though, is really quite simple. Whenever you register to vote, you should have your information compared against other government databases, like, say, a driver's license database that you're already in, to be able to verify that you have a U.S. birth certificate, or you have immigration paperwork that says you've naturalized, or a U.S. passport. All the information that we need is there. The technology that we need is readily available and already in use in other functions. We're just not doing it on a state-by-state basis. There's one state in the union that does what we're describing, and that's Arizona. If you register to vote, your information is compared against a driver's license database. They're able to see that you've got a U.S. passport or something similar, and then you're fully registered to vote. Go crazy. Go vote as many elections as you want to. If not, then you've got to get that paperwork in order. But it doesn't matter if you're at a DMV office or if someone's getting pushy with a clipboard in your face at the Walmart parking lot. Your information will be protected, and you will be protected from being registered to vote too soon before you're eligible. We just don't have that in the rest of the country. We don't have that in New Jersey. We really don't have that in Virginia either. And that's why you're seeing case after case, non-citizens being found, and it's total news to them whenever it happens.
And that number's in the thousands, and depending on the state, too. We're talking with Logan Churchwell from Public Interest Legal Foundation. Publicinterestlegal.org is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Using New Jersey as an example, how widespread was the illegal voter registration activity?
Well, New Jersey was interesting because it depended on the county you were in, and it seemed like there was different training between New Jersey voter registration officials, county by county, and their DMV counterparts. So in some cases, like in Middlesex County or Essex County, you'd find hundreds of cases of non-citizens registered voting at various points in time over the past decade. Then you go to Hudson County, and there would be zero cases. So either Hudson County is doing something great and is making sure that non-citizens aren't being registered to vote, or the records are such a mess that they couldn't even figure out if they had any non-citizen cases in the first place. Either could be true. But overall in New Jersey, we found over 1,000 cases where non-citizens were in the voter registration system at one point in time and removed over the past decade.
And weren't there counties, too, that claimed to have never seen anything wrong, and there was, in fact, things like that going on?
Right. So Hudson County was a great example of that. There's an important point here. If you contact a county and say, I want to see how much non-citizen voter fraud there is in your county, they'll probably come back very quickly and say, I've got nothing to show you. But if you change up the question and say, I want to know every time someone has contacted your office, Mr. or Mrs. Voter Registrar, and said, I'm not a citizen, a mistake has occurred, I want you to cancel my registration. Get prepared, because you're about to start getting thousands of pages back. And that's what we did all up and down New Jersey. And whenever we did that, We got thousands of pages out of places, you know, like Middlesex County, and zero pages out of Hudson County. So it really depends. And our theory of it, and speaking with some of the folks working there, is that there's different training in place. And when we went to Essex County and said, look, it looks like people are going and getting driver's licenses, and they're being offered voter registration in the same token, and now you're getting them in trouble with DHS and ICE. Well, what's happening here? Their response, and it was said to my face, was, so what? Non-citizens are being offered voter registration at the DMV. So what? I don't work at the DMV. That's not my problem. And that's part of the attitude that we saw in New Jersey, unfortunately.
Wow. That's frightening. It's sad. And it should be for any citizen and certainly any elected official a reason to stand up and try to find the answers, which in part are presented by the work of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. It's when those who are wronged have to raise the voice to say something's wrong here, as opposed to the people who are supposedly in charge with running the system, that's a serious problem that needs a lot of action and not just debate and promises. And hopefully with what is being revealed and continues to be revealed, as you'll see when you go to publicinterestlegal.org by the work of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, hopefully this will be a situation that will be a lot more apparent, a lot more clear that there is a need to right a lot of broken aspects of our election system. Again, you can learn more about this, read the documents, see the stats yourself, publicinterestlegal.org. We've been joined by the Research Communications Director of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, Logan Churchwell. Logan, thanks so much for the revelations that your work is continuing to bring. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.